Eu não consegue. But I just kidding, you know, because, you know, I don't want to feel embarrassed, but, man, there's no way we smoke this shit in Jamaica, man. This fucking shit too small. Look how my mouth big. This shit might fly up in my mouth. That's the smallest spliff I smoke, man. See you? Want to take a picture of me burning? Oh, wait a minute. I didn't get it. Hold on. Here we go. All right, now I want one with the little one. I want one with the little one. You get it? We got him. Lighter, that's my lowest grade, man. Silly, I got some high grades for you, man. When you ready to go on a tour? When you going ready to go on a tour?
I don't know, I got to plan it.
Yeah, you just plan it, man, Carl. We can see some real bud. Even on our way there, we're going to stop off our Rasta, man. Yeah, now when we go there, he's going to carry about 5 different grains of weed come through with. And each one of them weed them, the buds there tick like in locks. Guarantee you. What you doing? Friday night. Friday. You want to go to a Big Jam concert?
Whereabouts?
It's in Arocabeta. Friday night. You all you do is just carry a camera.
How late?
Yeah. Well, it's a concert, so it starts maybe about 9 o'clock and then fucking 3-4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
Saturday morning, so.
I've got a dinner I've got to go to at 8.
No, after dinner, man.
After dinner.
Call me up, man. Got a nice clothes and get the fucking camera, man. Or your video camera. Or your best fucking hit the road.
Yeah. Alright. Yeah. Fucking do it. Alright.
You don't have to fucking worry. When I tell you, let's hit the fucking road, let's hit the road. You just get the fucking camera. Just fucking get ready. Because I'm going to take you into some shit. Like I told you, I move with the top notch. Who is anybody? That is who I move with. So we go going to see some shit. And like when I take you on my corner where my fucking bridges have a fucking ganja. Not ganja, you need a camera, man. When you see them fucking... I went there with me and one of the guys who starred in my movies. The guy come and carry 5 different ganja and him say, hold on. Yeah, you guys are my bridge and I got to go for the best. Man, go back and come back with the blood clad weed there. And give my friend a handful of pure buds. He's tough as a shame, man. Tough. You never seen a weed like that. So I'm going to make you see some high grade. You never seen a high grade. And you want to go in the field, too? Oh. You just meet your brethren, man. Worse, if he's a journalist. Your mama tell him he's a movie star, so I got to know where every fucking thing is. You don't become a movie star unless you know everything. Because Nobody's going to turn that $1 million camera on you if you don't work millions. Remember that. That is what one director told me. Say, Shaggy, no, that time they called me Prince. Said, Prince, you don't have to worry, you know, because you're the movie star. And remember this, there's nobody who's going to turn the camera on you unless you is a millionaire, unless you're worth millions. Remember that as a movie star.
So how do you do that? How do you get to be worth millions?
Well, as a star, they premium carry go sell you all over the world. I've been giving away my movie from early 70s. Like I told you, I've got 5 movies and I've not get paid as yet.
Some
have been making money off me.
Come on, tell me what the last movie was.
My last movie was a gangster movie from the U.S. The guys, they come down here to do it. It's a drugs movie. It's a gangster movie. So I get to play a gangster role. I did play a gangster role.
That's in Rude Boy.
Yeah, in Rude Boy.
Rude Boy.
Yeah. And I have a movie before that, my big movie before that, like I told you, I played a drug dealer, murderer, and kidnapper in that movie also, which I own an island named Earthlings Island over here in Port Antonio. It's now named Navy Island.
Yeah.
In my movie.
Yeah. Yeah, who's got that movie? Where's that movie?
That movie, it's in the U.S. I can't even get a copy of it. I have not get a copy of it because I'm in Jamaica. Come on, let's go. My big movie named Jamming, and the next one named Rude Boy.
This one
named Rude Boy, the big one that I told you I did the island on the island, Earth and Thailand, and that one named Jamming. Movie Jamming.
The one that was on Navy Island was Jamming.
Mm-hmm.
Jamming.
Movie Jamming. Make an American movie.
So, Shaggy, one more thing. Earlier when you were describing the benefits of ganja,
yeah,
you used the word reason. You talked about dance, smile,
yes,
and then reason.
Yes.
What do you mean by reason?
The vibes. I grade give you vibes. Especially weed from Westmoreland. That's why the artists, they sing so nice. That's the weed they smoke. Bob Marley, Peter Tosh, Dean Man, all these guys. That's why they sing like they do. Because of the vibes we call it high grade.
Now that's the place we're going right here.
Where?
Right, that those house villas right here.
This
right
house
around
right
the corner,
here?
Yep.
Okay, so this is not the driveway.
That's not the driveway, no.
Okay.
But reason, why is that reason?
Reason is, like I told you, the grade, the type of weed give you vibes, make you feel nice. Driveway,
right,
this one.
Yeah, so, well, we may have to go.
Maybe it's around there.
Yeah, it could be.
It's back there because I see the driveway.
Okay, well, let's turn around. I think I'm right about this. I may be wrong.
You are wrong. Wrong about what?
I may have not recognized this place properly.
No problem.
I think I might have mistaken it, actually.
No problem. No problem. Yeah, man, it's no problem. You've been there already?
I've been there, yeah.
Nice place, man.
I think maybe not.
If not so, we'll go on. We'll just go look and see. Whatever you say, it's a place, it's a place. But it's that the guy would come down and it's sudden.
This is not the place.
It's not the place. Okay.
Alright. Got it.
It's somewhere look like this place. Didn't I look the same, huh?
Judge God.
Yeah.
How would you compare the weed you just smoked with mine with yours?
Like I told her, oh, you judge it to have a different taste. You got some weed when you smoke it, it tastes nice like food.
So, but what was the taste of that, the bee that I just...
Okay. This taste shows me a different style from my style. I know the difference from the taste. It's like an orange. Some orange is sweet, some just really sweet, some sour. That is the taste you get from weed. When you smoke Westmoreland weed, it's like you're eating a sweet orange. You never get a dirty feedback taste in your mouth from the weed that come out the orange.
Yeah, but I want to know what you thought of the weed you just smoked.
Well, the weed that I just smoked, it is light. It's light. It tastes all right, but it's light. The style that it grows on is no comparing style to my style where my weed grows on, like the orange weed.
So which is better, light or heavy?
Huh?
Which is better, light or heavy?
Which style is better? My style is better. Westmoreland style is the best. That earth is a special earth.
Yeah. But what makes it best?
What makes it best is the taste and the reaction from the feeling.
So what reaction are you getting to the weed you just smoked?
Normal reaction. Normal reaction, like no reaction. Reaction from orange weed, you get a sting rush that still give you a different vibe. Like I say, you just have to notice.
So I just got a ting rush, but I didn't notice.
Well, it's, like I say, it's not a matter of just got a ting rush. This weed. I like to try it now, and I can feel the taste and give you a next example of it. Okay, this is a light weed.
Bad thing to get a ting rush and not notice it.
This is a light weed. This weed is... Because of the style it goes on, There's no special size. Even when you pull it, you feel it light. Pull this weed. When I say pull, when you take a hit, when you pull it, you feel light. When you pull my weed, you get the real strong smoke coming from my weed. Stronger smoke. This is what I'm saying. I don't understand exactly what I'm saying.
I understand, but I keep reaching for where it goes.
Okay.
So, all right, so, okay, now I get a stronger smoke from your weed.
Yes.
But so what? Okay, I got a stronger smoke. What reaction does it produce?
It produces a different vibe. It gives you a heavier meditation. It gives you a more valuable meditation. Our vibes. Marketing vibes. More planning vibe. That's why we call it advice weed. High grade.
What do you mean planning vibes?
You know, like all of a sudden you start creating, you know? That's why you call it advice weed.
What kind of weed? What do you call it?
The vibes.
All right, now go slow though.
Yeah. It gives you motion, reason, ability.
Rio Vista.
Okay, that's where we're going.
That's where we're going.
This is the driver.
100 yards.
This is the driver.
Nope, that's not the driver.
Okay.
100 yards.
100 yards, okay. Rio Vista. Okay, we got it now.
We got it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like here. It's like the actor. Okay? You see, a professional actor, he give you a better scenery in your plays than an amateur. Why? Because the professionals know what you're talking about. The amateur, he's just guessing. See what I'm saying?
I see what you're saying.
Yeah. Nice place.
All right. Well, what should I do with this?
Keep that, man. Let's put that in. I didn't want to give it back to you.
Yeah, okay. I wouldn't mind knowing where it was. So now what are you going to do now? You're going back to Kingston?
If you want, you could put it in here, keep it and slap it if you want to.
Okay.
Yeah, so you keep it, the rest of it in here, and you're ready to go back for it.
Now, you going back to Kingston right now?
If you want me to stay with you, all you do is just tell me what the hell you want me to do. If you want, we go someplace else, right?
Well, I tell you what, hang around for a while, and let me see. I want to see what the scene is here.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's an old friend,
yeah.
But he's been in Miami. I'm not even sure he's here.
Yeah.
And then I'm meeting this woman called Sister P here at 10.
Yes. Yeah.
Here. And I don't know whether something else will start happening at that point. But
we might need to drive around.
Yeah. Okay, good.
You're booked out. What the fuck you said in there? Come on, go fuck around with $2. You pay me for this shit.
You just got
it. I said, man, forget it, man. You might not get me today. You're booked out with me. You're going to run the place.